Thought I'd be able to say these words. Please welcome the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
I was watching some of the dance moves.
Yes, sir.
Backstage.
Yep.
You guys are doing pretty good.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah, the gentlemen that were on the floor,
yeah.
I thought followed Twitch very well.
I thought they were going to hurt themselves.
Yeah. You felt you didn't want to compete with that coming out?
I couldn't. Once I saw that, I said, you know what, they've set the bar too high.
Yeah, you're not going to do it.
No.
The last time you were here, you were running for president. And now you're leaving. I feel like I have something to do with both. but you, this is an obvious question, but how do you feel now compared to when you were here before?
Older.
Yes, I knew you would say that. Tired?
You know, the interesting thing is actually I feel really energetic. The first time I came, you know, there was a lot of possibilities out there, but also uncertainty. And, you know, you're young, you're eager to get started, but you don't necessarily know what you don't know. And now, after having served for 7 years and having gotten a lot done and seen the progress that we've made and seen the incredible resilience of the American people and fighting back from recession and war, in some ways, the fear drops away. You feel confident that America's going to do well. You know the job better. You're more relaxed. But just as enthusiastic as I was the first day I started.
Do you look at what's going on now in the campaigning, and do you miss it in any way? And do you look at them and go, oh, you're making big mistakes?
I don't miss it. Because, look, running for president is hard, and you are under an incredible amount of scrutiny. There's a lot of silliness that goes on, and people are trying to catch you at any given moment, making gaffes. And so I tend to be forgiving watching candidates, understanding that it's tougher than it looks. I miss sometimes the interaction with people that you have in some of the early states like Iowa, because you spend huge amounts of days there and you're going to, the state fairs, or you're going to a VFW hall, and you know, it's just real face-to-face interaction, and that's fun. You get to meet a cross-section of the American people that probably no other job or no other process allows you to do. And that, like I said, it makes you feel optimistic about the country. It's always good to get out of Washington, which can sometimes be a little depressing.
What will, to get out of Washington, or to, what part is depressing?
Well, Washington.
That's, I would think so. Yeah. I mean, really.
Yeah, no, but
you're kind of not kidding.
I'm kind of not kidding. But the reason, and I gave a speech about this earlier this week, the reason is that so many politicians feel trapped in having to toe this certain line and say things that they may or may not believe, but they're worried if they don't say them, then they might not get reelected, or they're going to be attacked by some talk show host, or...
not me.
Not Calvin.
Not me.
And so, you know, I said to Congress at the State of the Union, I know many of you wish you didn't have to raise gobs of money, and I know that many of you wish you could work with the other party in a more sincere way. And so it's not just a matter of replacing one elected official with another. It's us trying to figure out, how do we create a system that isn't as reliant on big money, where the lobbyists don't have as much influence, where if people compromise, it's not viewed as somehow a betrayal of principles, or you're being a sellout, where facts matter as opposed to folks just making stuff up. As I said earlier, you know, we go through these phases where our politics get stuck. The good news is our democracy continually renews itself, and the, you know, the American people, they can sniff out nonsense, and eventually, you know, the ship is righted.
I hope so. I mean, it seems like everybody says, because everybody's saying whatever, like you said, sometimes they're saying whatever they think that we want to hear.
Right.
But it just seems like you can say whatever you want to say, that you're, what your ideas are and what you're going to do. But then once you become president, it's just not that easy. I mean,
everything is complicated.
Yeah. I mean, what was the biggest surprise for you when you became president? Yeah. What surprised you the most?
Well, the fact is that most of the time, if something reaches my desk, it means it's really hard, which is why they bumped it up to me, because nobody else could figure it out. And you know, when I came in, the economy was collapsing. We were about to go into a Great Depression. We had to make a whole bunch of decisions about saving the auto industry, or making sure that you know, businesses got back on their feet, or the housing market would recover. And you know, you're having to make big bets with incomplete information. You're not sure that everything's going to work, and you know that somebody's going to be unhappy no matter what you decide. When we saved the auto industry, the vast majority of people, even in Michigan, which is entirely reliant on manufacturing and the auto industry, were opposed to helping out the auto industry. Now, it's come back. We're selling more cars than ever, and they're more fuel efficient because we raised fuel efficiency standards. But at the time, you know, you don't know if it's going to work. And I think that part of what's happened in this Instagram, you know, Twitter culture is that we expect quick answers without sacrifice, without having to make choices. And politicians play into that. But the truth of the matter is, you know, the world is a big, complicated place. The good news is that we're generally going in the right direction, and my hope is that we'll continue to do so.
That's our everybody's hope. But let's talk about me. I feel like, don't you think if more people danced and just
yes.
had fun instead of, everyone takes everything so seriously, and I think that we have these, you know, people that all, I'm kind of kidding there, obviously, but I think we have people that, we all have the one thing in common, which is we just want a good quality of life.
Right.
And then we have these people that feel one way, and if someone feels another way, we tend to hate them. And it's
yeah.
just
That's really, not helpful.
No, it's not helpful.
Yeah.
And it's just really hard for people to just try to not have judgment and try to just agree on different policies and yet head
well,
the same direction.
Well, or another way of putting it is, look, this is a big country. People have disagreements. But if Michelle and I disagree on something, we don't assume the worst of the other person. We say, all right, we disagree on this, but let's see if we can figure it out. And what happens in our politics is that instead of having really strong disagreements, but then realizing that once those disagreements are over, once we've had the debate and we've made a decision, then let's move on. What we do is we demonize the other side. We characterize what folks say in ways that are not true. You mentioned this earlier. The amount of stuff that is just put out there on the internet or on sometimes news broadcasts that are just factually inaccurate is surprising, and it's really hard to catch up. Since I came into office, we reduced the deficit by 2/3. But if you ask the average person, they're sure that spending has shot up. And the reason is because there are a bunch of folks who say that we're wildly overspending, even though we aren't.
Right.
And that's just one small example, but it happens all the time. And that's something that we have to fix, partly by people paying more attention to what's going on every single day. And it's hard. People are busy. They're dropping off their kids. They're, you know, working. They're, you know, trying to figure out how they get some exercise, do some push-ups, and, you know.
Speaking of her.
Okay.
What do you and Michelle disagree on?
Well,
Like, what do you fight about?
You know, after about 15 years, I finally figured out that she's always right. So. So then, surprisingly, we just stopped fighting
then
after that.
Then there's no more fighting. Well, she's a cheater. You know that. When you talk about the push-ups, I'm not going to argue about it anymore. But she's a cheater. Look how far down I went,
You're still upset about that.
I am so, because she didn't go down all the way, and she claimed she had longer arms, and so. Listen, it was very impressive that she kept going, but she didn't go down as far as me. Look at her. Look.
She's going down pretty far.
No, not as far down as me. Look.
I mean, those are good. You have good form.
I have better form than her,
You have good form.
All right, listen. We do have to go to break, but before we go to break, we have had a little bit of fun with you over the years, and I want to...
I've noticed. I've heard about this.
I don't know if you... I hope you watch every day. I don't know if you watch every day, but I know you
You're right. You know, when I'm in the Situation Room and we're talking about, our counterterrorism strategy, occasionally we say, you know what, we got a break for Ellen.
Right.
We'll come back. We'll pick it up on the other end.
That's why I like you so much. That's not a bad idea. Let's take a look. That's amazing.
This gives us a good opportunity to explore where we can make progress.
I only have blue and gray.
That, let me sign this memorandum of discipline.
I better get back to work. Watch me.
And that's why I stand here as confident as I have ever been that the state of our union is strong. Thank you. God bless the United States of America.
the 44th president of the United States, Barack Obama. So what will you miss about being in the White House, being president? What is the one thing that you're thinking, oh, this is going to suck?
Well, Air Force One's really nice.
And now, I've just seen House of Cards. Is it like the plane on House of Cards?
It's better.
Is it? That's a good-looking plane.
It's a nice plane.
Yeah.
And then Marine One, you helicopter around. You land on... After you land the plane, then you just get in the helicopter. It's a pretty good deal.
So you don't get to do any of those anymore?
No. I was told a while back that I had just flown a million miles on Air Force One. And I asked, is there a frequent flyer plan? Which makes sense. Ex-president, I mean, I understand there'd be blackout dates.
Right.
Right? But if the new person wasn't using it.
Exactly. It's just sitting there.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
That's my point.
So you'll fly commercial from now on?
No.
But I mean, that is something to miss.
I don't miss flying commercial.
Yeah.
Taking your shoes off and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
no.
It's stinky. Not yours. Not yours. When other people...
I wear clean socks.
No,
I don't know about
no,
you.
No. When other people take their shoes off
okay,
on a plane...
Maybe other people.
It's
maybe
just rude.
True.
No, I didn't in any way insinuate you have stinky feet. If you want to prove to me and take your shoes off right now... All right.
No, we're not going there.
All right. No, I trust that you have very clean...
They're nice feet.
Feet. Yeah. Are they good feet?
I've got pretty nice feet.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have a bunch of stuff.
Do you
on
get
my
like
feet.
Manicure? I hope you don't have stuff going on.
No, you know, carbuncles or things.
I don't know what that is. Carbuncle?
I don't know. I just made up the word.
I don't know. Do you get like mani-pedis and stuff?
You know, that's not something that I, you know, really want to spend a lot of time doing.
No, but you want to take care of yourself.
I clip my fingernails and stuff,
You do it yourself?
Sometimes.
Is there's like a barber shop and everything in the White House.
Yeah, I get my hair cut. It's all self-contained. And the great thing is that you don't have to go anywhere to get stuff done. You don't have to run to the dry cleaners. You don't have to shop for food. The bad part about it is that it's a bubble, and you don't leave.
Yeah.
Or if you do, then the bubble follows you everywhere, and that's something you never get used to. And what it also means is you're not having sort of the spontaneous interactions with people.
Yeah.
That you know you do on a Saturday morning. You put on some sweats. You know you don't shave. You go to the Starbucks and you run into somebody. You have a nice conversation. That kind of stuff, or just taking a walk, which is the thing that probably I miss most about being president, is just take a nice walk on a nice day.
And also being, you know, it's hard to be, to people watch, because everyone's
right.
You can't sit and look at people and people watch.
I thought about, at one point during the presidency, getting a disguise. So this friend of mine, who's a producer in Broadway, she sent me this fake mustache. And I thought, this is probably a bad idea. And Secret Service agreed with me.
It was just
plus, I'd have to pin my ears back.
I mean, first of all, you can't just hide behind a mustache. You're so recognizable.
Yeah, well, I'm right. That's a problem.
Yeah, but when you're, okay, we have to take another break? All right, well, I have so many questions about this, because, well, you'll still have, can you drive?
I know how to drive, yes.
But will you be able to drive?
Well, I'll continue to have Secret Service, but
can they be in the back seat?
That's my point. We're going to negotiate.
Okay.
On a nice day, if you got a convertible.
I know.
Yeah. Maybe they can just tail me.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
Yeah, run. They can run right behind you. All right, we have to take another break. We'll be back.
All right.
with President Barack Obama, and I mentioned it in the monologue, but I cannot tell you or thank you enough for what you have done for the gay community. So thank you.
It's one of the things I'm proudest of, because my whole political career has been based on the idea that we constantly want to include people and not exclude them. How do we bring more and more people into opportunity and success and feeling hopeful about their lives? And but I will say, we were driving over here today, and I meant this. I said it to my staff. I said, as much as we've done with laws and ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell, et cetera, changing hearts and minds, I don't think anybody's been more influential than you on that. I really mean that. That's true. And so the, you know, your courage, and you're just really likable. And so, being willing to claim who you were, then suddenly empowers other people, and then suddenly it's your brother, it's your uncle, it's your best friend, it's your coworkers, and then attitudes shift, and the laws followed, but it started with folks like you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's true. Really, I'm not really gay.
But you, on TV,
I know.
You play one, and
I just thought it would work, and I've had to stick with it because people responded well. Yeah.
Sort of like the dancing thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
You just gotta keep on going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get back to you. This is Malia is going off to college, and. That's got to be...
It's hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's got to be...
Look, as Michelle reminds me, our job is to prepare them not to need us. And both my daughters are wonderful people, and Malia is more than ready to leave, but I'm not ready for her to leave. And, yeah, I was asked if I would speak at her graduation. I said, absolutely not, because I'm going to be sitting there with dark glasses, sobbing. Yeah, she's one of my best friends, and it's going to be hard for me not to have her around all the time. But she's ready to go. You can tell when she's just a really smart, capable person, and she's ready to make her own way.
Yeah, it's amazing that to grow up in the White House and come out well adjusted, because that's a really tough way for teenagers to grow up. It's so weird, and this is a coincidence that Joe Jonas is here today performing, and the first time Michelle brought the girls here to see the Jonas Brothers, because they were huge fans.
It was fun.
And now Joe Jonas is here. Look at
there
that.
You go. Look at Sasha.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, when you look at the old pictures, I didn't remember her being that small.
Yeah, she was probably smaller than that at one point.
Yeah. Now she's much taller than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're wonderful. They're wonderful girls. And I, Michelle gets all the credit, maybe an assist from my mother-in-law, but they really are just solid kids. They don't have an attitude. They're courteous and kind to everybody. They work hard. They don't feel like they're entitled to anything.
Well, they have great parents. You and Michelle are really, really amazing. Michelle is such a strong, wonderful role model for all women. And she has been a great first lady.
I agree.
Been amazing.
That I agree with. That.
We have to take another break.
That is indisputable.
Yep. And you have been a great president. And like you said, people can say things over and over and over again about unemployment or the economy or anything else they can. But if you listen to that, you're going to believe it. If you look at and look into it and see what the facts are, it's just not the truth.
We're better off now than we were when I came in.
You've done an amazing job. Thank you. back with President Barack Obama. So what will you do? I have job suggestions, but what do you think you're going to, because you're going to want to keep busy. You're still a young man.
Yeah.
You have to do something.
I do.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Well,
Supreme Justice, somebody mentioned. No.
No, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
I don't look that good in a robe.
I bet you do.
You know, Michelle and I have talked a lot about this. You know, we're going to be building a library, but what we're really more interested in is the programming that we can do with it. And one thing Michelle and I are pretty good at is getting young people engaged and interested in issues and public life. And so we really want to build on the work we've done on something called My Brother's Keeper that helps young people who may be disadvantaged, disaffected, to take leadership and get involved in their communities and take a better path. We want to train the next generation so that the best legacy I could have is 20 years from now, I can look back and I can say, here are thousands of young people who they're stepping up and becoming, you know, the next elected officials, the next generation of change leaders on things like climate change. And so I want to do a lot of work with young people when I get up. It'll be fun.
Or?
Yeah. Or. Now, if you have suggestions.
I mean, or, you know, you say you miss people.
Yes.
And you could be a Walmart greeter.
I think I can actually do that
job
pretty well.
And still do what you're with the kids. You could customer service, because you're great at solving problems
All
when
right.
people come in with, you could be my co-host. It would be great to have you here every day.
Yeah. Would I have to dance?
You would have to dance.
Yeah.
No? All right.
I'm a little nervous about that.
All right. I was thinking you and Clinton and Bush could open a president's pizzeria. So the three presidents, the three presidents' pizzeria, you know. you could star in your own sitcom. You could get Tyler Perry to write Big Mama's Obama. Then I'm out of ideas.
I'm not going to actually do any of those things.
But yes, you will.
No.
You might do one or two. I heard that you carry a charm or something in your
person. Yeah,
I have
a bunch of charms that
people
I put
give
in my
you
pocket.
Things.
Yeah, they give me things on the, when I, this dates back to the campaign trail. They'd hand you stuff, and I started getting this big collection of little charms, crosses or lucky coins or.
And you keep a different one in?
I'll just put a bunch in my pocket.
I have something to give you then.
You do? Okay, mm-hmm. What do you got? Let's see.
It's a charm, and it's my picture and your picture.
Oh, that is, look at that. Yeah.
I see it.
I will treasure this. This is so sweet.
Yep, so that's for you
Thank
to keep
you.
At all times.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
And then I have a surprise for you, because it's
do.
Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
So we have a surprise for you. Take a look.
Surprise! Hi, honey. And hi, Barack. I just wanted to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. It's our last one that we'll spend in the White House. And in honor of that, I wrote you a little Valentine's Day poem that I wanted to share. Roses are red, violets are blue. You are the president, and I am your boo. I wrote that while I was doing 100 push-ups this morning. You know, it gets the creative juices flowing. You should try it, Ellen. No, really. You're the only person I'd share my husband with on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you and Portia, and happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And Barack, I know there's a See's Candy out there, so bring me something chocolatey back. You know what you need to do. Love to you both. Bye-bye.
Yes. So I thought I would help you out because you didn't know she was going to do that.
And
now you feel like you need to
I'll
do something.
I'll gift it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to do something. So I set up a little setting and I wrote something. Or, you know, did you write something?
I did.
Did you actually write something for her?
I did. I've got something prepared.
Wow. All right. Well, then I have a setting.
I was going to deliver it to her in person, but we can do it on the set.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
Come on.
right, so you'll stand there.
So I'm going to stand here with the rose petals.
I'm going to set the mood.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Is this good?
Yeah.
All right. Somebody call the situation room because things are about to get hot. Michelle, this Valentine's Day, I'm going to treat you right. I'm going to make you some zucchini bread. Then I'll spread out some veggies on a plate, just the way you like them. Then I'm going to give you a massage while you watch Ellen's Design Challenge on HGTV. Because I love you so much, I Obama care about you more than you even know. That's right, Obama cares. But, Michelle, I've made a lot of great decisions as president. The best decision I ever made was choosing you. Thanks for putting up with me. I love you. And Ellen, happy Valentine's Day. We'll be right back.
President Barack Obama, and we have a little presidential expert, and she has never met a president before, and her name is Macy Hensley, and I'd like you to meet her. All right.
I want to meet her.
Macy, come on out.
Good to see you. How you doing, Macy? Tracy?
Good.
You look great.
Thanks.
Can you believe it?
No.
I mean, yeah. When I told you you were going to meet the president, you were like, I can't believe it.
You know so much about presidents.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
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 I mean, you know just about, tell me something about Roosevelt.
Like, which one?
Oh.
Just saying. See, good point.
Whichever one you want to tell me about. How about Theodore?
All right, so, like, he, after his mom and grandma died, he went off to be a cowboy.
Did you know that?
I got to say, Teddy Roosevelt's one of my favorite presidents.
Uh-huh.
So he lived a pretty exciting life,
yeah.
Didn't he? How did you end up being so interested in presidents, do you think?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, my grandma got me some flashcards, and I was, and then really, I started studying up on those, and that's really how I got interested.
Golly.
Yeah, how old were you when that happened?
Like 4 or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
4.
So. Pretty long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have questions for the president?
Yeah.
This is a big moment. You can, whatever you want to ask. What's your first question?
Go
so,
ahead.
Is there really a book of secrets?
That's a secret.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of secrets would you want to know? What would be in the book of secrets?
If aliens are real.
Ah.
Well, what do you think?
Well, after watching this TV show, I think aliens are probably real.
Golly. Okay, well.
Which TV show was that?
I think it's called, like, America's Book of Secrets.
There you go.
Well, seems like somebody spilled the secrets already.
I thought that was classified.
It's a book of secrets, and yet there's a TV show.
Yeah, well, the truth is, Macy, we haven't actually made direct contact with aliens yet. But when we do, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a big, big universe,
yeah.
It seems like.
So there may be some out there.
Something, yeah. And you wanted to ask something about his daughters.
So do your daughters have to have Secret Service when they go to school?
You know, they do, but they try to stay out of the way. And they can still do all kinds of stuff. They go on sleepovers, and they have their friends over, and they go to the mall, and they go to movies. So they have a lot of fun. And the Secret Service, sometimes they try to dress kind of young. It doesn't always work. But they try to look inconspicuous.
Yeah.
They try to blend into the crowd, so it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
So, do your dogs even have to have Secret Service?
No, Bo and Sonny, they're on their own. But usually we don't let them out of the White House unless they're with us. So, you know, they're protected.
So, and are you still using the Ellen Dog Bowls?
You know, the Ellen Dog Bowls are somewhere. I'm sorry, but Bo and Sonny,
Give me my charm back.
You know, they had their favorite bowls, and they it turns out they weren't the Ellen bowls.
Oh.
I'm sorry. You know, but I like Ellen though, so.
All right, he'll find
sometimes
those.
I use the Ellen bowls for.
you just can't even get
oatmeal
yourself out of
or something.
That. Macy, this is exciting, right?
Yeah.
All right. If you have more questions, we're going to have to ask him after the show because the show is over. But is there any one last question you want to ask him?
No.
Okay.
You know, I wish you were a reporter.
Yeah, that would be.
Because that would be great.
Would
if
be
I had
great.
A press conference and I'd say any more questions, they'd say no.
That would be great.
You know, I think I brought something for you, though. Because you are such a presidential expert. Come here. So this is the presidential seal. See?
Yeah.
And so wherever the president goes,
yeah.
He always has the seal, and I signed it on the back. So in case you become president, you will already have one. You don't even have to get a new one. You'll be all set.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Love you. You're so smart.
Oh, Macy, you're so great.
Macy, give her a big round of applause.
I want to thank President Obama and BNC. Have a wonderful weekend. Be kind to one another. Bye.